Grace and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Today we are continuing our sermon series on the Lord's Prayer by going through the second petition, Thy Kingdom Come. Let's turn to page 324 in the front of the hymnal and read together the second petition and explanation. That's on page 324. Thy kingdom come. What does this mean? The kingdom of God certainly comes by itself without our prayer, but we pray in this petition that it may come to us also. How does God's kingdom come? God's kingdom comes when our Heavenly Father gives us His Holy Spirit, so that by His grace we believe His holy word and lead godly lives here in time and there in eternity. The kingdom of God is something that we talk about a lot. After all, many of Jesus' parables and sayings are related to the kingdom of God or the kingdom of heaven. But do we really know what we are talking about? Or to put it another way, what do we picture when we imagine the kingdom of God? Many people think of the kingdom of God as simply heaven, and by heaven, I mean the image of heaven which we see in movies like All Dogs Go to Heaven and the like, where heaven is pictured as people floating around on clouds with wings and playing the harp. Now, I like harp music as much as the next guy, but if that's all that the kingdom of God is, I'm not sure how excited I am to be praying that it would come. So, what is the kingdom of God? In our catechism class or confirmation class, we describe three different meanings of the kingdom of God. There first is the kingdom of power, in which God rules over all things, whether in heaven or on earth. His physical rule over all the nations of the world, all of the everything that is created, the kingdom of power. Second is the kingdom of grace, in which he gives his people his grace and forgiveness and rules over them in the church on earth. And third is the kingdom of glory, in which his people receive their eternal reward as he rules over them in the church, triumphant, the church in heaven. Though we don't know exactly what that kingdom of glory will be like, the key element of the kingdom of God in all its forms is that God is in charge and wants to bring more people under his rule. And we are a part of that kingdom. So, how does the kingdom of God work? How is it that we enter the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God? We look through scripture and we see a few concepts of how that works. In 1 Corinthians 15, Paul writes that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. In other words, it's not the things that are perishing, the physical, material things that are perishing, that inherits the kingdom of God, but the imperishable. That we are the perishable is drowned in baptism and raised imperishable. And that is what inherits the kingdom of God. Or again, in Mark 1, John the Baptist proclaims, "The time is fulfilled, the kingdom of God is at hand, repent and believe in the gospel." It is through repentance and forgiveness of sins that we receive or enter into the kingdom of God. And then third, in Luke 12, verse 32, Jesus says, "Fear not, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom of heaven." It is God's desire that we should receive the kingdom. It is because of what God does and what God says that we receive this gift. It is in baptism that we enter it, that we become citizens of God's kingdom, and it is through the Holy Spirit that our faith is created and sustained in the kingdom of God, the faith which brings us into the kingdom of God. So that is how we enter God's kingdom, but that's only part of the picture. God's kingdom comes to more people than just us who are sitting in this building with these four walls. The kingdom of God also comes to those around us. Sometimes it even happens without our action. Many times God's kingdom is spread without our doing anything or beyond what we were expecting. In Isaiah 55, God says, "So shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it." The Holy Spirit, the Word of God, goes out and waters the earth and does the thing that it wants to do, whether we know it's happening or not. The Holy Spirit blows when and where it wants to, and we have no idea exactly how it works or whom it will reach or the extent to which it will work when we put it out there. Trinity Loves Coffee is a good example of this. We had no idea when it started that we would wind up working with the children more than with the adults, and yet that is where this ministry has gone now, working with so much with the children. And that was beyond what we were expecting, but that was not beyond where God was planning to go. Ultimately, we are powerless. We have really no control over the spread of God's kingdom. We tell someone about Christ and it does nothing. We don't tell someone, and they come to faith by another way anyways. We don't see how what we do spreads the kingdom, and we don't see how other people come to faith. In Matthew 13, Jesus tells the parable of the wheat and the weeds that on earth we are surrounded by those who are not of the kingdom of God, and we will continue to be surrounded by those who are not of the kingdom of God until the end. And yet, all that it is given to us to do is to live as members of God's kingdom here on earth, whether we are surrounded by wheat or by weeds. And yet it is difficult to remain active in doing something when you don't feel any control over it or over the outcome of it. Sometimes I wonder if this explains our lack of involvement in politics as Lutherans. We just don't see our having any effect, and that keeps us quiet. However, even though we do not have any control over God's Spirit or how God's kingdom comes, God still invites us to join him in his kingdom work. God has still given us an important role to play in the spread of his kingdom. We are still called, like the sower in the parable, to scatter seed and to support the scattering of that seed. In 1 Peter 2, Peter writes, "Keep your conduct among the Gentiles honorable, so that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day of visitation." By our conduct, God's Spirit is spread just as much as by our words. Both lay people and pastors have an important role in that seed scattering, in the spread of God's kingdom. The Ethiopia Evangelical Church is an excellent example of how powerfully God's kingdom can spread when all people are working together. In fact, in the Ethiopian church, the spread of the kingdom owes itself more to the role of the lay people who will actually go out and preach on street corners in villages that don't have churches. It is far more to them than to the pastors who do the spreading. In fact, Jesus says, how are they to believe if they have not heard? If we do not tell people, if they don't hear it, then how can they believe? Romans 10, Paul writes, how then will they call on him in whom they have not believed, and how are they to believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching, and how are they to preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news. It is through us that God's kingdom spreads. It is through our actions, it is through our words, it is through our prayers that God's kingdom spreads. In Matthew 9, Jesus says, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Sometimes this means that you are called to be that laborer. Perhaps you don't go out and preach on street corners, but instead you share the good news with your coworker who is going through a messy divorce. Perhaps you don't serve in a soup kitchen over in Topeka, but instead you help at our pancake supper and take the opportunity to share God's love with someone who only comes to our church when we have food. The kingdom of God certainly comes by itself without our prayer, but we pray in this petition that it may come to us also. And the kingdom of God also certainly comes through us as we keep God's name holy in our lives and serve him in the good works that he sets before us for us to walk in. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.